So on.
Good morning.
Good to see you all after a little while, and
很高兴能够看到你，好像隔了一会儿。
Beautiful day. You enjoying the summer?
今天是一个很美丽的一天。你享受这个夏天吗？
This beautiful summer day, 70 years ago.
这个美丽的夏天
70 years ago.
七十年以前。
There was the atomic bomb fell into Hiroshima.
有一个原子弹就丢在这个日本的西马这个地方。
And I was watching the documentary how the people suffered and how they still live in that nightmare.
我在看这个纪录片，就说到那些人受伤。而且他们的伤痕一直带到今天。
As I watched and just appalled by some of the suffering the people went through, and I was mad at the Americans.
当我在看的时候，我看到那些人的那种的深深受的那种深深的痛苦的时候，我就对于美国人就很生气了。
But again, the Lord showed me that the anger is not good.
但是神告诉我，生气是不好的。
The war is going on every day of our lives.
这个世界是继续的前进，在我们的生命当中。
Many, 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 many years ago, there were a couple.
很多很多年前，有一对的夫妇。
Who lived next to a border to the neighboring country.
他住在一个跟邻居很近的国家的地方。
And they were fighting one day.
有一天他们是在彼此的打架。
And out of rage, husband, in olden days, husband took the firewood and threw at his wife.
那么他这个他就是说这个丈夫跟妻子在吵架，那个丈夫就把这种点火的东西呢就抛向他的妻子。
And that firewood missed his wife and hit the open fire for cooking.
那么他丢不中他的妻子，就丢中了那个煮东西的那个火堆。
And result was that wood hit the open fire, and one of a burning wood was thrown into the yard where the chickens were.
那么那个烧丢到那个煮东西的那一堆火里面呢，那么有一个那个烧，其中有个烧着的那个木头，就飞到那个一群的鸡的那个地方。
And so the couple of the chickens caught fire on their feathers.
那么好几个鸡子呢，他们就着火了，在他的翅膀那边着火了。
And then they went across the border into the neighboring country.
所以呢，这些一群鸡呢，他们着火的时候呢，他们就呱呱叫，然后他们就飞飞飞跑跑跑，跑到隔壁他们的邻居那个国家的地方。
And burn the farm land who lived in the next country.
所以呢，他们这些鸡呢就把那个火带到这个邻居里面，就把邻居的那个农场呢都烧了。
And the end result was the farmer in the neighboring country and this couple fighting.
结果呢，这个邻居的那个这个农夫哈，拥有这个农场的农夫，就跟这对夫妇就吵架吵起来了。
And that fight escalated into the war between two countries.
那么这个的吵架呢，就把延扩张 变成两个国家在吵架，在打仗了。
See, it just began a fight between the husband and wife.
所以其实这个事情呢，起初的时候只是这对夫妇彼此的吵架而已。
But ended up with the war between the countries.
结果呢，就变成两个国家的这争吵，两个国家的吵架。
The anger that leads to the war.
你看，由于这个啊怒气的缘故，就引起这个啊战争。
The scribes and Pharisees taught the people that only external act of killing is the murder.
我们学过，以前讲过这个文士跟法利赛人，他们教导百姓呢，他们说只有外在有行动的这种杀人呢，才算是谋杀。
Rather than telling the people the penalty of murder, they said it will be liable to just a human court.
那么，这个法利赛人跟文士呢，他也不告诉这些百姓说这个谋杀的这个刑罚是什么。他们乃是说呢，这个谋杀呢，只是由啊这个平民百姓的法庭来负责这个刑罚。
But Jesus equated the anger with the murder. It's the same thing. That's what Jesus taught.
但是主耶稣呢，他的教导就是说，他把怒气跟谋杀是放在同等的地位。
Only solution to the anger is to acknowledge anger as sin and confess it to the Lord and ask for His help.
我们这个怒气的这个解决的方法，就是要承认怒气是一个罪。那么我们应该向神认罪，而且请求他的帮助。
We all stumble in our speech, don't we?
我们很多时候在我们言语上面是有过失的，对不对？
James says, For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body as well.
雅各书这里说，原来我们在许多事上都有过失。若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
God cares for heart attitude that affects external behaviors.
我们的神呢，是看重我们的内心，我们的态度，因为内心的态度是可以影响外在的行为。
God's heart is reflected in the law.
神的心意是在神给我们的律法上面可以看出来的。
But the Pharisees and scribes, they failed to realize that.
但是文士跟法利赛人就看不到，他们不明白这一点。
And so in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught what our attitude should be towards the law.
所以在主耶稣在这个登山宝训里面教导我们的时候，他就是讲到这个律法的的那个经义是什么。
Let's just review five of them.
让我们来温习一下，有五点我们以前所学过。
God cares for the spirit of the law, not the letters only.
我们的神，他所在意的是律法的经义，律法的灵义，并不是在于那个律法的字句。
The law was given not meant to be the mechanical, but as the heart of God.
这个律法呢，给我们的律法呢，并不是死板的、机械化的，乃是要注意这个律法是神的心意。
And the point one and the point two is backed up by the 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6. It says, "Who also made us adequate as servants of the new covenant?" Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
Do you have this verse?
2, 3.
Oh, here. 这个是在
oh, sorry, no Chinese.
我来念哈，中文的。哥林多后书第三章第六节，这是英文的哈。这里说，他叫我们能承担这个新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Third point, conformity to the law must not be thought of in terms of the actions only.
第三点呢，就是说律法，我们遵从这个律法了，我但是不并不是不应该说只是想到这个律法是管理这个外在的行为。
Unlike what we think, the law is very positive because it informs the heart of God.
律法也是非常的正面，非常的积极，因为它是告诉我们神的心意是怎么样。
And Galatians says the law is to drive us to Christ, who is the source of true liberty.
因为在加太书这样说，神的律法呢是把我们走向更加走向基督那一方面，而且这位基督耶稣呢，他是真正自由的来源。
And so Jesus expands the dead seriousness of anger in Matthew 5:22.
所以在这里，主耶稣在马太福音第五章二十二节这里，他解释了这个怒气的这种的严重性。
So let us read together Matthew 5:21-22, first in English. Shall we arise for the reading of God's word?
我们起来一起的来念这个马太福音第五章二十一节跟二十二节。现在先用英文。
Matthew 5:21-22. You have heard that the ancients were told, you shall not commit murder, and whoever commits murder shall be liable to the court. But I say to you,that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court, and whoever says to his brother, you good for nothing, shall be guilty before the Supreme Court, and whoever says, you fool, shall be guilty enough to go into the fiery hell. Now in Chinese.
中文请大家一起念。你们听见有吩咐古人的话说，不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判，只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判，凡骂弟兄是拉加的难免公会的审判，凡骂弟兄是摩利的难免地狱的火。
You may be seated.
请坐。
Here Jesus teaches us the seriousness of anger by practical example that we face every day.
在这里主耶稣教导我们那个怒气的严重性，他用了我们每一天面对的一种很实际的例子来说明这一点。
The last time we saw Jesus in his wisdom use the Pharisees' own teaching and turned the table around and taught the spirit of the law. I hope you remember that.
在上一次在我的讲道的里面呢，耶稣是蛮有智慧的，他是用法利赛人的教导来讲出来这个律法的精义是在哪里。
Remember this, they thought murder will be liable to the judgment.
在二十一节那里，主耶稣说过，凡杀人的，你难免受审判。
And Jesus said, being angry, so he equated murder and angry, using the same sentence which Pharisees and scribes are teaching people.
那么，在二十二节前半节，就是耶稣又说，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。他就是把这个杀人跟动怒呢都是一样的，都是难免受审判。
He explained the heart of God that sees the spirit of the law.
他把神的心意解释出来， 要人看见这个心里面的态度啊，可以看到心里面的态度，而这个就看出来这个怒气呢，就是在神的眼光看来，就是跟谋杀是一样的。
So he explained the heart of God, the seized heart attitudes of ours, that anger is the same as murder in his sight.
所以在耶稣的眼光看起来，他就解释了神的心意对于这个啊心里面的这种怒气的那种态度呢，就是跟谋杀是一样的。
And he re-emphasized that in the Matthew 15, verse 19. It says, For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witnesses, slanderers.
这里在马太福音十五章十九节说，因为从心里发出来的有恶念，有凶杀、奸淫、酒喝、偷盗、妄证、妄妒。
Scribes and Pharisees never seen the law that way.
但是法利赛人他们从来不会由律法里面看到这些的事情。
In other words, they never understood the heart of God.
换句话说，这些法利赛人就是从来都不明白神的心意是怎么样的。
So briefly, look at the real-life illustration that Jesus used today.
所以我们现在呢，就很简单的看一看主耶稣用我们日常生活的那种的例子来说明这件事情。
So first illustration Jesus used is the anger. Everyone who is angry with his brother, said Jesus.
第一个例子呢，主耶稣就是用怒气，他说凡向弟兄动怒的，那么就难免受审判。
We look at the anger the other time, and we learn that not all angers are against God's nature, the law.
上一次我们也看过这个怒气哈，那么我们就知道，不是说所有的怒气都是对于神的属性或者是这个律法呢是反。都不是说所有怒气都是反对神的属性跟律法的。
Jesus himself got angry. Does it bring a little consolation?
因为呢，耶稣自己都生气了，这是对不？是不是对我们是一种安慰呢？连耶稣自己也生气了。
He remembered Jesus cleansed the temple.
我们还记得一个事情，在圣经里面记载，耶稣曾经去洁净这个圣殿，他就生气，非常的生气。
With fierce anger.
他非常的生气。
And there was another occasion.
还有另外一件事情。
People in the synagogue watched to see Jesus would heal a man on the Sabbath.
有一次，有些百姓在这个安息日，他们看到主耶稣要在安息日医治一个有病的人。
See, even the people were following the letter of the law that the Sabbath should be complete rest, not let alone to heal a person. That is a great work.
那么他们呢所注重的，他们的人所注重的就是律法的字句，因为律法上说你要守安息日，所以他们认为你安息日主耶稣你要医治这个人呢也是一种工作，你是不应该做的，所以他们觉得主耶稣是犯了安息日，就是做工的这个条例。
So if Jesus healed a person on the Sabbath, they have something to accuse him.
所以如果耶稣要医治这个人在安息日的话呢，他们就要控告耶稣。
Now Mark records that in the Mark 3:5.
在马可福音里面是这样记载在三章第五节记载耶稣的反应。
After looking around at them with anger, this is Jesus, with anger, grieved at their hardness of heart, he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored. So Jesus was angry with grief in his heart.
这里说耶稣怒目周围看他们忧愁他们的心刚硬就对 那个人说伸出手来他把手一伸手就服了原这里主耶稣的怒气是带着忧愁在里面的
So do you see the heart of Jesus? Do you feel his anguish that the people are so ignorant and they were like the sheep lost?
你在这里能够看到主耶稣的心肠吗他那种很怒气但是又有忧愁的那种心肠他觉得这些人是这么的无知啊，他们是这样的只是看那个律法的字义而已
This is what the scripture says grieving the spirit
所以这个就是圣经里面所说的主耶稣有这种很忧愁的这种的心肠在里面
A commentator, A.W. Pink, says, Anger is lawful only when it burns against sin. And this is the equivalent to zeal for the divine honor.
Pink, 有一个人叫做 Pink, 他这样说。他说呢，如果我们这个怒气呢，是对着罪恶来发怒的话呢，这个怒气是合法的。就这个怒气就等于说我们是很爱慕这种圣洁的那种的尊荣。
But most of our angers are centered around our own self.
但是很多时候我们人的怒气呢都是以我自我中心的。
When our expectation is not met, we get angry.
当我们我们的期望不能达到的时候，我们就很生气了。
So the anger is the expression of our heart.
所以这个怒气呢，就是我们心里面的一种表示。
Sometimes with silence, sometimes explosive burst of anger.
有时候我们的生气是比较安静、静默无声，但是有时候我们的生气是爆炸出来的。
It is also an attitude of our heart that we think we are always right.
这个也表示这个生气表示这是我们心里面的一种态度我们想说我们是对的所以我们就会生气。
It is always a good idea, brothers and sisters, when we face anger, first ask yourself, am I the one?Who is causing this?
所以呢，各位弟兄姐妹，最好呢，每次当你生气的时候，你先问你自己，是不是我形成这个怒气的呢
？See, the murder originates in our hearts.
其实，谋杀一个人，这个谋杀呢，最早是由我们的心里面开始的。
You see, the Pharisees taught that righteousness consists of external performance.
我们看到法利赛人，当他们教导百姓关于公义的事情的时候，他们是把这个外在的这种行动放在里面。
But the lawgiver, the Jesus said, it is the attitude of the heart.
但是这位赐给我们律法的耶稣，他说其实这个是心里面的态度谋杀是由心里面的态度开始的
The second illustration Jesus used is the insult
第二个例子耶稣所在这里所用的呢就是侮辱用口来羞辱别人
Insult is a verbal abuse
这个用口来骂人来羞辱别人呢是口的
It's a raka in the original probably the Aramaic origin meaning empty
这里呢是说我们中文是说凡骂弟兄是拉加的这个拉加就是这个 raka 这个字哈就是那个这个是原文哈然后 变成拉加。这个拉加可能是亚兰文的原文开始的，而这个意思就是说空空的，没有脑袋的，可能是这样。
It's only appeared here in the New Testament.
那么这个字拉加呢，是只用在新约里面的。
And it's a term of the malicious abuse, derisions, and the slander.
这个名词呢，是有恶意性的，有嘲笑的，有毁谤的意思在里面。
And apparently, it has no exact modern equivalent.
所以在我们这个拉加这个 Reka 这个字，在好像我们现代没有什么字可以跟它是相等的，可以用来相等。
But close, probably to when we say you good for nothing.
但是呢，跟下面这句话很接近，就是说你是一个很没有用的人，差不多是这个意思。
Or you idiot.You stupid.
或者是等于说你这个愚蠢的人，你这个大笨蛋，或者是这个意思。
I hear young children call their friends with these terms.
我很多时候听见小孩子们叫他们的朋友都是说你这个大笨蛋，你个傻瓜这样子。
But we are conditioned.And don't think much about it when we hear those terms.
很多时候我们都习惯了，他们常常都这样讲的，所以我们都没有的很再仔细的去想里面的意思。
But you know, in the ancient times, this kind of insult was much more serious than in our days.
但是你知道吗？在古时候的时候呢，就是在可能耶稣那个时候，这种侮辱别人的话呢，其实呢是非常的严重的，比我们现在还要严重。
Because it's related to the character of the person, like the important names.
因为呢，这种的话呢，是跟一个人的品德有关系。譬如说，好像是说跟一个人的名字有关系。
As you know, in the ancient Israel, the name was so important.
因为我们知道在以色列古时的时候，他们起一个名字呢，这个名字是有很特别的意思，对他们是很重要的。
When we cannot resolve the conflict peacefully, we attack the character by name calling.
所以当我们不能够以和平的方式来解决这个冲突的时候呢，我们就用不好的字眼来做一种叫做人身攻击这种的方法，就是用口来讲出这些不好的话。
But the spirit of the law, the heart of God says, you are insulting my own creation, whom I made in my own image.
所以呢，在神所给我们的律法的经义里面的意思呢，因为这个是代表神的心意，神这样说，他说你这样子侮辱别人呢，你是侮辱了我的创造的人，而这个人呢是按照我的形象来造的。
You know that means, people?
你知道这个意思是什么吗？
When you call a person you good for nothing, you are insulting the God who made that person.
当你跟一个骂一个人，你说你这个人真是没用，那么你是侮辱了神所创造的这个人，而这个人是按照神的形象所造的。
Do you remember on the way to Damascus that the Paul met the risen Lord?
还记得保罗他在大马色的路上他碰见了复活的主。
What did the risen Lord say to Paul?
这位复活的主对保罗怎么说呢？
Paul, I think that time the Saul, why are you persecuting Christians? Or Jesus said, why are you persecuting me?
那个在这个大马色的路上，扫罗那时候他还叫做扫罗， 他碰见耶稣，耶稣怎么对他说呢？他说你扫罗扫罗你为什么，他是不是说你为什么逼迫基督徒呢？不是，他是说你为什么逼迫我呢？
In the same way, when we insult the person who are made in the image of God, we were insulting God who created the person.
所以在同样的说法，就是当我们用不好的话去骂别人的时候呢，我们就是侮辱了这一位创造这一位人的神。
James 3:9 says, when it visit the tongue, we bless our Lord and Father, and with it tongue, we curse men who have been made in the image of God.
这里说，雅各书说，我们用舌头颂赞那为主为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人。
Penalty is liable to counsel.
啊，这种的刑罚呢，现在讲到刑罚呢，是啊，这个公会的负责任的，是要公会的审判。
The word counsel comes from the word Synedrion, which translated to Sanhedrin.
这个公会呢，这个原文的字是这个字哈，但是呢，现在就是翻译出来就是这个字，这个字的意思就是犹太人的最高的法庭。
The Sanhedrin is the highest Jewish court, today's Supreme Court.
那么这个 Sanhedrin 呢，就是当年的那个犹太他们的最高的法庭，就等于我们现在的最高法庭。
Consisted of 72 members and decided the fate of Jesus, his death on the cross.
当年耶稣被审判的时候，这有72个人就在这个最高的法庭，他们就决定耶稣的命运，就把耶稣钉在十字架上。
Now, I want you to think hard here that the scribes and Pharisees taught that if you murder, you are taken to the court.And here, Jesus is as if teaching the same thing. If you murder or if you call somebody fool, you will be liable to the council. So, are Jesus teaching the same thing?
那前面我们学过在21节里面呢，法利赛人呢教导人呢是说，如果你谋杀了人呢，你就要被送去这个百姓的法庭里面，但是在这里耶稣说，如果你生气的话呢，你呢也会被送去这个最高法庭。那么耶稣在这里是不是跟法利赛人讲同样的话呢？都是送到法庭，不过一个是百姓的法庭，
yeah.
一个是最高法庭。
Remember verse 21?
在21节
Scribes and Pharisees, they taught, and Jesus turned that one around, andCommit the murder shall be liable to the court. So here is Jesus kind of teaching the same thing.
那在这里我们看回21节哈，在这里呢，他说，耶稣就跟他们说，你听见有吩咐古人的话说不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判哈。中文是难免受审判，但是在英文里面是说你会去到那个百姓的那个法庭里面的意思哈。
And obviously, Jesus is not teaching the same thing. So what is he saying?
那么很明显的，其实主耶稣这里并不是讲同样的东西。虽然是说法庭，但是却不是一样。
The point is, whoever call a person raka, good for nothing, empty-headed, you stupid, he is guilty before the Supreme Court.That is the point.
那么，耶稣与法利赛人不一样的地方就是呢，耶稣认为他说，如果你是对骂你的弟兄是拉家的，或者骂他说你是没用的，你是傻瓜，你是愚蠢的，这样子的话呢，你是有罪，你是在最高法庭里面你是被定罪的，而且这个罪是 这个的判决是不能改变的。
So Jesus is saying, cold brother empty-headed, it is surely, no exception, surely be judged. That is the point Jesus is making.
所以主耶稣要很注重的一点就是说，如果你称呼你的弟兄是拉加，是没用的是傻瓜，是蠢的，愚蠢的话呢，他说你一定是会被审判的。
1 John 3:15 says, Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
他说，凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们晓得，凡杀人的，没有永生存在他里面。
And now the third illustration Jesus used is the you fool, whoever says you fool.
第三个例子呢，我们看我们的圣经，就是第22节最后一句两句话，就是说，凡骂弟兄是摸，那中文呢是摸利的，有摸利这个字哈，我特别提出来，因为等一下要解释，难免地狱的火。那么但是在英文里面呢，并没有提到摸利这个字，只是说 you fool， 就是说也是你这个傻瓜这个意思了，你这个笨蛋的意思了哈，在英文里面也是这个意思，但是在中文圣经里面是摸利。
The word, the Greek word is moros, where the English word moron comes from.
所以我们中文的翻译是直接由原文来的，因为在希腊的文字里面呢是用这个字，就是 moros， 而英文呢弄写出来就是 moron 这个字，就是我们中文翻译的魔力这个字，在我们中文圣经里面，但是英文圣经没有提到魔力这个字。
My boy is almost 28 and a half, and when he was around the junior high, he had a very good friend, the best friend.
我的男孩，他现在已经20多岁了，但是他是小孩子的时候呢，就是念初中的时候。
And this friend of him was very smart, but a bit uncoordinated.
他有一个很好的朋友，他呢，这个朋友是非常聪明的一个朋友，但是呢，不是说很合作。
And so every time this friend made little funny things he did, my son called him, "You moron."
每一次他的朋友犯了一点点小错的时候，我的儿子就讲了这句话，你这魔力，英文哈就是 you moron。
Now I was a bit upset, but I didn't know this text like I do now.
我当时我也很生气，但是呢我那个时候还不懂得这个 moron 这个字我现在就懂得了，明白了这个字是什么意思。
So if he still called him with this term, I will just give it him。
如果他现在还用这个字来骂他的来说他的朋友的话，我就会好好的改正他了。
Young people, don't call your friend moron, okay?
年轻人，请你不要叫你的朋友叫 moron。
It has a very serious implications.
因为这个字有一个很严重的后果。
Now again, culturally, it was a severe way of insulting the person when.
再进一步说呢，在文化上的观点来说呢，这个字呢也是一个很严重的一种侮辱别人的一句话，比我们想象中更严重。
When you call a person moron who was made in the image of God, it has a very serious consequence.
所以当你叫一个人叫 moron 的时候，魔力，你叫他是魔力的时候呢，是你是骂一个按照神的形象所造的一个人。
According to Dr. MacArthur, he says it was also possibly related to the Hebrew word marad, which means to rebel against. To call someone you fool was to accuse them of being both stupid and godless.
这个 MacArthur 博士呢，他这样子说，他说呢，这个 这个 more 呢，这个可能这个字是跟这个希伯来文呐、啊，希伯来文这个 merit 这个字啊有关系哈。那么这个字的意思就是悖逆、反叛的意思。所以你叫一个人说你是莫莉，你这个傻瓜呢，就是控告他们不但是愚蠢，而且是他们是没有神的人，是一个没有神的人。
And I think this godless idea of godless is the underlining idea behind this word fool.
我自己认为呢，这个没有神的意思，这个字底下的一个意思，就是有愚顽的意思在里面。
The Psalm 53:1 says, "The fool hath said in his heart, There is no God. They are corrupt and have committed abominable injustice. There is no one who does good."
在诗篇五十三篇这里说，愚顽人心里说，没有神，他们都是邪恶，行了可憎恶的罪孽，没有一个人行善。
And if you want to know more about the biblical view about the fool, you can read Proverbs chapter 26:1-12.
如果你还想知道多一点的经文关于谈论到愚顽人的时候，你可以去看箴言26:26-26.
And so, biblical idea of fool contains a sort of ungodliness.
所以在圣经里面的这种愚顽人，就是这个摩利哈，是包括有这种没有神不敬虔的这个意思在里面。
So remember the Jews, they were so devoted to, even though they are serving to the letter of the law, but their zeal, their passion, their say daily affair was so engrossed in the law of God.
那我们知道犹太人哈，虽然他们是很多时候他们的是按照神律法的那个字来做事情，但是无可否认的，他们是非常的遵守这个律法上所讲的事情，天天的遵守，时时刻刻的非常的遵守神的律法。
So call a Jew a fool is to deny his belief in God.
所以你骂一个犹太人，你说你是一个摩利，你是一个傻瓜的时候呢，你就是表示你拒绝他相信有一位神，因为犹太人是相信有一位神的。如果你这样骂他，就表示他不相信有一位神了。
It is true, it's not wise, or it is a fool to not walk with God who loves and cares for us.
是的，没错。如果我们没有与神同行的话呢，这一位神是这么爱我们，这么在意我们的神呢，如果我们不跟他同行呢，我们就是一个愚顽的人。
So, especially amongst the Christians, if you call your brothers, sisters in the Lord fool, that means you are ungodly. You are not walking with God. You are fool. That's what it means.
所以如果我们对我们的基督徒的兄弟或者是姐妹，我们骂他是莫莉，是愚蠢的话呢，那么就是表示说你是侮辱了一个神所创造的一个人。
Or even unsaved friends call you fool, like say, well, you're going to church and you read the Bible and whatnot, you're not really enjoying the good life. Why you have to do that? You're fool. Have you ever been told something like that?
有时候有一些我们不信主的朋友会这样子对我们说，你真是很笨的，你天天看圣经，天天去教会啊，还有呢，你都不能够享受这个世界的快乐，你为什么不能享受世界的快乐呢？你真是一个没有用的人。有时候，对不对？我们一些不信主的朋友会这样说我们的，对吗？
So if your unsaved friend called you fool, that means you are ungodly. You're not Christian. You don't believe in God. That's what he's saying.
如果那个人这样子骂我们呢，就表示是说，我们还就是表示说他还没有得救。
This is what the Reverend Young just gave me some idea. I don't know how to translate it in English, but
目中无人，心中无神。
Doesn't it just give the idea?
愚顽人就是这样子，目中无人，心中无神，这是愚顽人。
You're supposed to love your neighbors, but you don't love your neighbors, and therefore you don't believe in God. That's what kind of idea?
如你要爱你的邻居，但是你没有爱你的邻居，这个就表示你不相信有神。
Many years ago, my friend called me, "You're not like Christian." I know. many years ago, my friend called me, "You Christian, you're not like Christian."
很多年前有我有朋友是说，你是基督徒吗？你都不像是一个基督徒。
Means he's calling me fool.
那么他就是叫我，你是一个愚顽的人。
It's hurting me a bit.
是比较伤我的心。
But you know what I told him?
那我怎么对他说呢？
Yeah.I'm not maybe like a Christian you think, but you don't know before I became a Christian.
是没错，可能你觉得我是不是说很像一个很好的基督徒，但是你都不知道我没有成为基督徒以前我是怎么样的一个人。
Yes, I'm not perfect.
对，我做了基督徒以后我还不是说一个完全的好人。
I hope I'm growing.
但是我希望我是慢慢的长进。
So I didn't mind to be called you're not Christian like.
所以我
I wasn't mind. I didn't
mind. 所以我就不介意人家这样子说我了。
But when you call your friends a fool, that is a very, very serious, serious matter in the sight of God.
所以当你是去叫跟你的朋友说你是一个愚顽的人。这样的话呢，这是一件很严重的事情。
Because Romans 8:33 says, "Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies."
罗马书这里说，谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。
So, even a little bit of insult.Or your friend called you fool, going to the church and going to the prayer meeting, reading the Bible, and you abstain from some of the things we do, and you're not enjoying the life. You are fool. But then rejoice, rejoice, because God is the one who justifies us.
如果是当有人说说我们哈，说你是很笨的，你又常常去教会，常常看圣经啊，常常要去祷告啊，这个那个，你都不享受这个世界的快乐，你真是很笨呐！如果人家这样说我们的时候，我们不用担心，我们因为审判的是神，神是觉得我们是做得对的。
But also it applies to us as well. We dare not call our brothers and sisters in the Lord.
所以呢、
okay?
同样的我们也不要这样子对我们的弟兄姐妹来说你是魔力你是没有用的人我们也不要这样说
Jesus made it very clear that any careless words come out of the heart there is a consequence
主耶稣在这里讲得非常的清楚他说任何一个不小心讲出来的话从你的心里面讲出来的话呢都是有一个后果的
and that is very very serious one
这是一个很严重的有一个很严重的后果
Matthew 12:36 but I tell you that every careless word that people speak they shall give an account for in the day of judgment
马太福音这里说我又告诉你们凡人所说的闲话当审判的日子必要句句供出来
In other words, unreasonable anger and the burst of anger is sin and face judgment for certain.
换句话说呢，不合理的怒气啊，爆发出来的这种怒气都是罪，我们是要面对审判的。
Now, what is the judgment?
那么审判是什么呢？
Jesus says, whoever says, you fool, shall be guilty enough to go into the fiery hell.
耶稣这里说，凡骂弟兄是摸利的，啊，就是英文是这个 fool 哈，他说难免地狱的火。
I'm sure you're feeling very uncomfortable.
可能讲到这里你觉得很不舒服了。
You don't want to hear the things about hell.
你不希望听到地狱的事情，对不对？
One of the survivors of this atomic bomb was interviewed.
有一个他受过这个原子弹受害的一个人人家这样的访问他。
At the end of the interview, this person said,
在这个访问的最后的时候，这个人就这样说
I am not afraid of the atomic bomb again.
他说我不会再为这个原子弹，我再不会害怕这个原子弹。
Because of the anger of the man, it might happen again.
Anger.
因为 war.
可能这个人的怒气会再一次爆发出来。
But he said this, I'm not afraid of the atomic bomb, but I'm afraid of stop telling people what actually happened, and I am the witness. And so I cannot stop telling people about how awful, how terrible it was. That's what I'm afraid of.
他说我不怕这个原子弹再一次来，我只是怕说人家要我讲出来我在这个原子弹的这个事情上面的受害的情形，要我讲出来，这是我最害怕的。
I think that was the heart of Jesus, that he was not afraid of telling people about the hell, because that's the fact, that is the literal place which comesEventually, someday.
这个地狱的火，耶稣说，我是不怕告诉你们的，因为有一天是会发生的。
The word hell is Gehenna in Greek, and it appears 11 times in the Matthew.
这个地狱呢，原文是这个样子，也英文呢是 Gehenna, 就是地狱的火。
Please turn your Bible to 2 Chronicles chapter 28. 2 Chronicles chapter 28.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开旧约历代之下28章第三节。
And verse 3 says, Moreover, he burned incense in the valley of Ben Hinnom and burned his sons in fire according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had driven out before the sons of Israel.
在这里呢，说到一个皇帝，在犹太国有一个皇帝，这个皇帝呢是叫做阿哈斯。他说他在阿哈斯在新嫩子谷那里烧香，并且呢，阿哈斯王用火焚烧他的儿女，行耶和华在以色列人面前所驱逐的外邦人那可憎的事。
The Valley of Hinnom is Gehenna in Greek.
这个新嫩子谷呢，就是刚才我们所念的这个 Gehenna, 但是呢是用就是希腊文的。
And it was the actual place in Jesus' time.
这个新嫩子谷呢，其实呢，在耶稣那个时候是有这个地方的。
It was a time of bad king of Judah, Ahaz.
当时呢，犹大国分开两个国家，南国是犹大国。在这个时候，犹大国有一个很坏的皇帝，叫做阿哈斯。
Remember, the northern 10 tribes were taken captive to Assyria, and the king Ahaz offer their children to this idol called Molech. This is actual discovery of the picture.
在阿哈斯这个年代呢，北方的那个以色列国就有十个支派，他们已经被掳，已经亡国，去已经被掳去到亚述那个地方。而这个坏皇皇帝阿哈斯呢，他呢就实行一种很不好的东西，就是把他的孩子跟人民的孩子都奉献给这个偶像。这个偶像是叫做摩洛，这个摩洛是迦南人的神。
It's a fire god made out of brass, adorned with a royal crown.
这个偶像是叫做火神，它是用铜所做的，用铜所做的。那么呢，就是而且它头上还戴着所谓的一些的冠冕。
And it's a hollow and a fire burning inside.
那么这个偶像呢？这个呢，它的里面是空的，而里面是烧着的很热的火在里面的。
And its arm stretched out, and Ahaz threw the children into that arm.
而他的手呢是伸开来的，就那些小孩子就放在这个烧热的手上面的，这样子的事情。
Of course, what happened is the scream of the child burning in that arms of the idol called Molech.
当然呢，这个小孩子，他们把小孩子放在他的手上的时候，他的手是很热的。那么小孩子当然是尖叫，对不对？很痛的嘛。尖叫的时候，那么
And the screams of the child or children is so much, they beat the drums called tough.
那小孩子就尖叫，因为是很痛，所以呢，他们就要打鼓，因为想要遮盖这个小孩子的这种痛苦的尖叫的声音。
And other instruments making loud noise to cancel out the screams of a burning child.
他们打鼓，还有他们用其他的乐器来弄一个很大的声音来遮盖这些小孩子，可怜的小孩子他们的尖叫，痛苦的尖叫。这种鼓呢，或者是这个地方这个丘坛，我们叫它做陀菲特 Tof.
And a good king Josiah abolished this practice. Josiah.
Okay.
The good king.
Yeah.
Second King 23:10.
It's Joash.
Joash?
Yes. Joash.
Okay.
那么在列王记下二十三章第十节那边呢，有个好的王帝叫做约亚斯，他就把这些的事情全部废掉，他不要把这个小孩子丢到火里面去，把这个事情废掉。
And later on, this place was turned into a garbage dump.
所以后来呢，这个地方就变成一个放垃圾的一个地方哈，一个垃圾堆的一个地方。
But it was not the ordinary, regular garbage dump.
但是这个垃圾堆并不是我们通常所想象当中的那种垃圾堆。
And this is the place the dead bodies of the criminals and the animals' carcass and added to those garbage.
这个地方呢是变成一些罪犯的他们的尸体或者是动物的尸体都全部丢在这个垃圾堆的地方。
As you imagine that it became extremely offensive, the sight was horrific.The air was so polluted.
所以这个地方就变成非常的厌恶非常的可怕，而且那个空气呢也是非常的污染。
So it was necessary to keep the fire burning continually.
所以他们就要继续的天天的要把它用火来烧这个地方，因为这个地方太臭了太腐败了。
A commentator Barnes says the extreme loathsomeness of the place, the filth and putrefaction, the corruption of the atmosphere, And the lucid fire blazing by day and night made it one of the most appalling and terrific objects with which a Jew was acquainted.
有一个翻译圣经的人解经家 Barnes 这样说， 他说， 这个地方是非常令人厌恶的一个地方， 是充满了污秽， 还有充满了一些腐败的东西， 还有呢， 那个空气也是非常的腐败， 还有呢， 天天， 无论是早上晚上， 他都继续的有这种火在烧着， 所以令这个地方成为一个 令人毛骨悚然的一个可怕的一个地方，这个地方是很多的犹太人都很熟悉的。
And this is what the people call the Gehenna of fire, the picture of judgment, the hell.
所以这个地方呢，他们就称这个地方是地狱之火的地方，而且变成是一个审判的一个象征。
Jeremiah 19:6 says, Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when this place will no longer be called Tophet. Remember Toph? Toph, the drums? It is no longer called Tophet, or the Valley of Ben-Hinnom, but rather the Valley of Slaughter.
在耶利米书说，耶和华说，因此日子将到，这地方不再成为 陀非德，这个陀非德呢，就是他们就是打鼓的那个地方哈，和新嫩子谷，反倒成为撒鲁谷。This
is the reason. This is the reason. This word Gehenna is translated to fiery hell.
所以就是因为这个缘故呢，这个地方。 这个字 Gehenna 就变成把它翻译成为是地狱之火。
Do you know where this Valley of Hinnom was located?
你知道这个新嫩子谷是在哪里吗？
It's located at the southwest corner of Jerusalem called Hinnom Valley.
它是位于耶路撒冷的西南部，西南角，是叫做新嫩子谷。
This is what Jesus is referring to, this Hinnom Valley. Fire is burning, smoke is rising constantly, 24/7. Stench your soul also. And people knew exactly when Jesus said Gehenna, the fiery hell. People associated that with this valley.
Now, Hinnom Valley, 这新嫩子谷呢, 犹太人是认识的，是知道的，因为在这里火是一天二十四小时，每一天都是在烧着的。这个是耶稣所讲的地狱之火。
Jesus said, Whoever said, you fool shall be guilty enough to go into the fiery hell, hell of Gehenna, fiery hell.
所以耶稣这里说，凡骂弟兄是魔力的，凡就是说骂弟兄是愚笨的，愚顽的，难免这个地狱的火。而这个地狱的火呢，Gehenna就是指这个地方。So
I'm sure we understand the seriousness of this offense against God's heart, the anger which rises leads to the war. God said, "You will surely." Surely face this fire of Gehenna, the valley of Hinnom.
所以我们就明白了这个怒气的严重性，因为如果你向弟兄发这个怒气的时候，你就是会一定的，你不会免去这个地狱的火，就是这个新嫩子谷。
This is an awesome warning for us, and it makes us fearful.
这个是很有威严的一个警告，令我们呢有一个惧怕的心，我们不会这样去做。
Are you depressed?
讲了这么多，你现在是不是很低落了？
Are you afraid?
你害怕吗？
If not, you should.
如果不是的话，你应该是要害怕的。
If you call your brothers and sisters in the Lord the fool, you'll surely face this judgment, the fiery hell, the valley of Hinnom.
如果你骂你的兄弟是魔力，是愚笨的，是愚顽的话呢，你是有罪的，你一定会啊被啊啊投进这个地狱之火，就是新论之谷 Gehenna。
Are you depressed?
是不是很低落呢？
I hope you are.
我希望你是。
If you are, you would understand the Sermon on the Mount, how Jesus began this sermon. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit.
如果你是有觉得是很低落的话呢，啊，你就会明白为什么耶稣在这个登山宝训里面呢，他讲到八福的时候，他就讲到说有福的人是怎么样，快乐的人是怎么样。第一句就是说有福，就是虚心的人是有福了。
Please remember.Jesus is correcting the wrong teaching of Pharisees and scribes.
我们要记得，耶稣在这里，他是要改正法利赛人他们的教导，他们错误的教导。
They pursue the righteousness of God by works, ignoring the heart of God.
他们啊追求神的公义，是用啊行为来追求神的公义，但是他们忽略了神的心意。
And that is the reason Jesus began this Sermon on the Mount with beatitude. Blessed are, happy are those.
所以耶稣呢，在这个登山宝训里面，他讲到八福的时候，他就用有福的人、快乐的人是怎么样的一个人。
And please remember, we are given this new heart to see and understand the heart of God.
当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们的我们是被神给了我们一个新的心，我们这个心是能够明白神的心意。
So we are capable of feeling and understanding the grief of God when we disobey.
所以当我们不顺服神的心意、神的话语的时候，我们就能够感觉到、明白到神是对我们多么的忧心，多么的伤心。
Aren't you glad that you have the righteousness of God's Son living in us?
你会不会觉得你非常的幸福，因为你有这个神的公义、神的儿子住在你的心里面。
And so that however small we can feel, we can understand the heart of God.
这样子我们也能够明白神的心意是怎么样。
So the most important things we should ask before we go to bed is not asking, did I murder someone today?
当我们每天晚上睡觉的时候，我们不是这样问我们自己，我们不是说我今天有没有谋杀人呢？
That I will be end up in Gehenna of fire, the hell.
我今天是不是我是不是最后会丢到这个烈火的地狱里面去呢？
But we should ask, what is my relationship to God?
我们应该这样问我们自己，我们与神的关系是怎么样呢？
Do I know him in a real way?
我是真正的认识他吗？
Am I pleasing him?
我能够讨他的喜悦吗？
Do I really rely on the Spirit of God?
我所做的，我是不是依靠圣灵的能力呢？
You know the hymn, Take my life and let it be And like a river glorious, take my life and let it be consecrated. You know that hymn?
你晓得一首诗歌吗？叫做献祭于主。
Frances Hargabelle, Havergal. She is the composer of that poem, hymn.
这一位年轻的女士叫做 Frances Hargabelle.她就是写这首诗的女士。
She was young when she wrote this poem.
她很年轻的时候，她写了这首赞美诗。
Do you know, she had a very quick temper and a kind of that would explode?
你知道吗？这个女士，她的脾气非常的急躁，她常常都会爆发她的脾气的。
And we little things, he get mad, and she just explodes with anger.
他一点点的事情，他就爆发了，他就很生气了。
And the Lord showed her that is not right, that is the murder, and she confessed and asked the Lord to help.
那么神告诉他这是不对的，啊，所以他呢就向神认罪，请求神的。饶恕。
But she would explode again and then again, and it seems the Lord is not answering her prayers.
那么好像她发了一次脾气，又再发脾气，所以呢，好像她请求神的时候，神没有听她的祷告。
But she kept asking, believing God.
但是她继续的请求神赦免她，而且继续的相信这位神。
And she acknowledged that her temper was sin, called murder, and asked God for forgiveness.
最后，她知道她的脾气就是一个罪，所以她就这个罪也就是一种谋杀，所以她就请求神的赦免。
You know, the Lord took her tempers away.
后来，神就把她的这个坏脾气拿掉了。
So let us take Jesus' teaching to our hearts and confess it eagerly and honestly, openly.
所以让我们每一个人，我们可以把耶稣的教导放在我们的心里面，而且我们很真诚的、很诚实的在神的面前认罪悔改。
So that we will be transformed day by day to the image of his Son.Our Lord Jesus Christ.
这样子我们就可以每一天的有改变，有改变，改变的把我们改变更像我们的耶稣基督。
So that we'll bring honor and glory to Him who died for us and gave us His righteousness.
这样子我们就能够把尊贵跟荣耀归给这一位。为我们死的耶稣基督，也是这一位给我们公义的这位神。
I don't know where you are, but if you suffer from this anger, take it to the Lord.
我不知道你是现在是在哪一部分，但是如果你是有这个怒气的这个问题的话呢，把它带到神的面前。
Not afraid of hell, but afraid of the one who made your soul.
你不是说害怕，为了害怕地狱的火，乃是害怕这一位神。
As a closing, let us read silently and meditate upon this terrible-tempered young woman.Who was dealt by the grace of God and overcame. And this is what she wrote. And so let us read silently as a formal prayer and let us close this Sunday worship.
让我们每个人用我们的心静静的来念这些字作为今天的结束。这些个字呢，就是这位女士所写的这首诗歌《献祭于主》，好不好？你自己要用英文的也可以，用中文的，你自己默默的念， 好不好？作为我们的耶稣。
I'm sure you'd appreciate the knowing the background of this composer and come up with these words and just asking the Lord His mercy. And this is her prayers, and the Lord answered her prayers.
我相信呢，你会很高兴知道写这个诗的这位作者呢，他本身都有一个很不好的脾气，但是神改变了他的脾气，然后呢，他写了这么的一首诗歌，所以你也可以默默的念这首诗歌，求神帮助你改变你的不好的脾气。
So let us spend just a couple minutes or so just to read silently and meditate upon what this person went through and experienced the grace and mercy of God.
默默地来念那首诗歌，让我们能够经历到神的恩典，神的慈爱。
Father, thank you that you have given the grace, mercy to Ms. Abigail.
主啊，爱我们的神，你给了恩典给这位的女士。
And we praise you because you are giving us the same grace.
我们也赞美你，因为你同样的也给了恩典，同样的恩典给我们。
So let it be that our lives will be filled with your Spirit, guided by your Spirit.
让我们的生命充满你的圣灵，让你的圣灵管理我们的一生。
So that we will continue to enjoy who you are.
让我们都能够继续的享受主你是神。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
我们如此祷告，是奉耶稣宝贵的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.